You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hi, y'all. Welcome. Thank y'all for being here. We are kicking off our Begin Again meditation series, and I am finding it hysterical that I'm kicking this off literally halfway through the month, but it's also perfect because that's the whole point of this series is, you know, we start with the best of intentions and things happen, life happens. And especially when we're just beginning a meditation practice, I feel like it is so easy to let that be the very first thing we cross off our list when we're too busy. And so we say, oh, I'm gonna meditate. This is my year, I'm gonna meditate. And we do really good for a couple days and then we have a real crazy day at work. So we're like, I'm not gonna do it in the morning. I'll do it when I get home. And then we're so tired. So we just get into bed and we go to bed. And you know, then 3 weeks goes by and you think, oh, I said I was gonna meditate this year. So this series, this three-part series that we're going to do in January is for that specifically. It's for not only starting a meditation practice, but hopefully for creating one that really has staying power for you. So we're going to start just by really talking about what mindfulness actually is. Because I think that that word is thrown around so much, and it took me forever to find a definition that made sense to my brain. So the definition that I work with is that mindfulness is being in the present moment without judgment and with compassion. Mindfulness is being in the present moment without judgment and with compassion. It is not about not thinking. Nowhere in that definition does it even mention the word thinking. It's not thinking. It's also not sleeping. It's not necessarily feeling peaceful or happy or zen-like in some way. It's not a replacement for therapy. Yeah, it's simply being in the present moment without judging it. And with a little bit of compassion for yourself. So we're going to spend the next 3 weeks breaking down those three components. We're starting tonight's talk with an in-depth look at what it means to be present. And this, I think, is the most interesting one, perhaps, because it seems the easiest on the surface. You're like, oh, yeah, I got it. Present moment. Sure, I'm here. But I'm willing to bet that most of us on a semi-regular basis drive home from work or school, pull into the driveway and think to ourselves, did I stop at any of the red lights? That is not being present. We're doing the thing. We're driving the route we drive every single day. We're typing the emails that we type on rote every single day, but our mind is a million miles away. And this is not a mistake. It's not a flaw that some of us have and others of us don't. This is how our brain is wired, right? Our brain's sole function is for survival. It is to keep us alive. And the reason it has kept us alive as long as it has is because it knows very wisely how to scan into the future looking for danger. And for every possible scenario coming around the corner, it's flipping back through the Rolodex of memories to go, does this remind me of anything that happened in my past? It did. It reminds me of that time that kid in fourth grade hurt my feelings. Go ahead, get your armor on. This is going to hurt. And we start preparing for the little emotional battle that hasn't actually even begun yet. So I don't know if you do this too. Maybe this is just me, but I'm guessing other people do this too. You know, you decide somebody's mad at you about something. They haven't said anything yet, but you infer it based on a text or an email or a look. And you're like, oh no, so-and-so's mad at me. Well, you know, when I see that person, I'm going to say XYZ. And then I know they're going to say blah, blah, blah to me. And then I'm going to go. And we spend minutes, hours, days even rehearsing an argument before we even have confirmed if the person's actually mad at us. So presence is this beautiful gift to say, you don't really have to waste all that energy. Why bother rehearsing an argument that might not even happen? So there's a teaching story that I love that I think is a beautiful reminder of what presence really is. And so the story goes something along the lines of, there's a monk out walking in the woods, doing his little mindfulness meditation walking. And he notices a sound behind him, so he turns and looks over his shoulder and he sees a tiger just keeping pace with him in the back. They make eye contact. And the monk, feeling that fear of a tiger behind me, starts to run. And so, of course, the tiger starts to run as well. And here they are running through the forest. And the monk runs right up to the edge of a cliff and he looks down, and there are jagged rocks down at the bottom. And he looks back over his shoulder, and there's a tiger behind him coming closer and closer. And he notices this long vine extending down past the edge of the cliff. And he thinks, ah, I'll lower myself down. So he lowers himself down the vine. He's hanging on this vine and he looks up. He sees the tiger. And he looks down and he sees the rocks. And no sooner does he see these two things than he sees an itty bitty mouse crawl out of a hole and start gnawing on the vine. And so now surely there's no hope because the tiger is above and the mouse is gnawing on the vine and the rocks are below. And it's in this moment that the monk notices a wild strawberry growing right at eye level. And he reaches out and plucks the strawberry and takes a bite. And he says, "This is the best strawberry I have ever eaten." And that is presence. Because today, maybe we're not being chased by tigers, but certainly all day long, we have the sense of maybe dangling off the edge of a cliff with the demands of home below us and the demands of work above us, the battle back and forth of things to be done and ways that we should be and behave and goals for the future, all of this swirling around, pressing in on us. And it's so easy to remain in that little habitual loop, freaking out about the future, remembering what happened in the past, freaking out about the future, remembering what happened in the past. And we do this over and over and over again, completely missing the beauty of the present moment, the possibility for joy or for connection. And it's just simply by teaching our brain how to pause, how to come back into this very moment, even if only for a split second before you run off again into the future. It's that pause that enables us to really touch into everyday joy. That's what makes a meditation practice, in my opinion, that's what makes a meditation practice so unbelievably powerful. And so tonight we're going to practice, and we're really going to focus our practice this evening on being in the present moment. How do we connect into the present moment? And I think one of the very best ways that we can do this is with our senses. Because this is a fact. If we're not in the present moment, our senses shut off. We don't smell, we don't hear, we don't even really see. That's how we can drive home and not know if we stopped at the red lights. There's a piece of our brain, certainly, that is recognizing them. But our eyes and our conscious mind is not seeing those red lights. So we're going to practice, we're going to invoke all of the senses. And then as we settle into silence, you might find your mind really is continuing to go. The thoughts are still there, maybe even louder than ever. And when you think to yourself, oh my God, I have so many thoughts right now, my mind will not shut off, I invite the very next thought that you have to be, I'm meditating. Because you noticed. And those thoughts are not new or happening just now because we're meditating. Those thoughts are happening all day, every single day. We just aren't stopping long enough to notice them. So when we sit to meditate and we feel like we're thinking constantly, our mind is so busy or noisy or fast, the fact that we're noticing is the very first step in this path of growth. So I really want you to celebrate those moments when you feel like you can't stop thinking, and then come back to the breath, feel the next breath. Even if you have to repeat that little cycle 100 times, this is teaching our brain to come back to presence. So let's do this together. Take a moment to uncross your legs, and if they've already been crossed, you can just cross them the other way. If you're meditating at home, certainly you can be seated in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. Let your hands settle down onto your lap, palms face down. And when you feel ready, you can let your eyes drift closed. If it feels better for you today to take a soft gaze down towards the earth, you can always do that instead. And together as a group, let's start our practice with the breath. Nice deep inhale in. Exhaling out a full sigh. And then we'll do that once more. Deep inhale, filling yourself up. Nice big exhale, let that all go. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. Nice easy inhales and exhales. You might begin your practice today simply by saying silently to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, you feel yourself really sit. Relaxing the fullness of the body into the cushion or chair beneath you. And subtly lifting up, lengthening your spine so that you feel tall and awake. Crown of the head is reaching up towards the sky. And like a wave, the muscles through the face relax. So the forehead smooths and broadens. The skin around the eyes softens. And the lips, the jaw, even the tongue, they all relax. You might soften the muscles through the throat and the neck. Feeling the shoulders settle back and down. And for a moment, just noticing breath as it moves through the chest. Maybe even inviting in a sense of space through the chest. And gradually that sense of awareness moving down to the belly. And feeling the muscles in the belly just soften their grip. We find ourselves seated here. Back of the body is strong and awake. Front of the body, soft, receptive. And it's in this balanced place that will draw our awareness to sound. Taking a moment to simply open up the ears and really hear what this moment sounds like. Without needing to describe or identify the sounds, listening. Gently, this awareness now moves to the eyes. And even with your eyes closed, you'll notice that you can still see. Behind closed eyelids, there's often colors, shapes, little dots of movement. Without assigning story or meaning, you let yourself see exactly what this moment looks like. Drawing that same awareness to the nose. And if you're not stopped up, you might take a few breaths in and out of the nose just to notice what this moment smells like. Noticing the scent of this moment. And now right here at the nose, you might also begin to feel the breath. Noticing the touch of the moment as you draw breath into the body. And again, as breath leaves the body. Feeling the sensations of breathing without description, without narration, simply feeling the breath in this moment. And as we settle into about 5 minutes of silence, we'll each do our gentle best just to keep feeling each breath. And without doubt, we will also think. Thoughts, stories, memories continue. And each time we feel ourselves getting sucked in or lost in a story, just see if you can notice it with a smile. And come back to feel the next breath. leaving and returning as many times as you can. Returning to the feeling of the breath. Returning to the present moment. Taking a moment to feel your breath deepen here. And noticing As our practice ends, where your mind is, how your body feels, and feeling this last breath in and out. And then drawing palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor and thank yourself for carving out the time to sit still. To bring yourself into the present moment and practice staying here, no matter how brief. Let's finish with one last breath together. Deep inhale in. Exhale it all out. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. It's always my honor to be here with you. Namaste. Thank you guys. We'll be back next week and we will look at what it means to relinquish judgment, to be in the present moment without judgment. I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.